They're not actually used by Debian Edu. This is the outline of the talk. It will be pretty short, but it's more, I'm evaluating how to use LiveCD, and I thought I could share it as to fill the talk slots because they were asking for more talks. The same bits about me as in the previous talk, except that I don't know much about the interior of Live Package. I've been merely using it to set up the outer building. I'm not going to repeat this now and read it or not. Why auto building live CDs? Because manual building live CDs is a pain to maintain. You have to get the CD, remaster it, and after a while you don't know how you came there. So auto builded live CDs are easier to upgrade, easier to modify. And if you build live CDs from Edge, you also get the new packages each time you build them. You also test the exact same packages which get later installed on the hard drive, which because of the way how the live package works, which I will explain later. And once you base the live CDs on the stable release, later you can switch the CDs from to the stable release and users can actually have a normal live CD. Live package is written by Daniel Baumann and Marco Amadori. It has very few guidelines. They only take official packages. They don't change them. No configuration of the live system is the aim. They changed some bits, but not really many. And they also don't want to have a hard disk installer. And it's now available in Edge SID, and there's also a Sarge backport. It's an Alios project, and the documentation is in the wiki, and there's an IRC channel to develop it or to get help. Besides CDs and DVDs, it also supports netbooting and USB sticks. USB stick is still in development, that's not in the version in Edge. It aims for multi-ARP, but only i386 and AMD64 are fully working. It supports preseeding and hook, so you can modify the system on the live CD. It has staging support, so if you create a live CD and then change only a bit, then you don't have to rebuild the whole CD. But building the CD on my server takes less than 10 minutes anyway. There are some default tasks which are tuned for live CD, standard and minimal, X11 and the various desktop managers. And it also supports custom app repositories. And there's a HD hard drive installer for it. Somebody else wrote it and they also support it, but it's not the aim of Live Package. The difference between the installer and booting from HD is that you install the live CD on the hard drive. Yeah, getting it to work is pretty simple. If you want to play with it, it's reinstalling the package and executing it. It creates a standard Debian installation and then you have a live CD. I was pretty amazed when I did it the first time. Yeah, how I think it works, the developers also laughed when I showed them the slides. Use a CD bootstrap to create a chroot, install the kernel image, and create the init ID out of it. Squash FS and UnionFS is used in conjunction with Casper to have a read-write file system after booting. So Casper is only run on the live CD and not on the on the machine building the CD. After creating the chroot, packages are installed, custom hooks are run if you have some, and the root file system gets compressed and assembled to an ISO. I've set up a vServer to build the live CDs. This vServer runs Edge and uses live packages Casper and CD Bootstrap from SIT. I'm not sure why I have Casper there now. I think it was in the beginning from when I was not sure how it worked that I just said, okay, take Casper from Edge, from SIT. But I don't think Casper is not really needed. As a cron job, got a cron job which fetches updates the SVN checkout from Debian. I built two live CDs on the vServer, one for Debian Edu and one for Phi, fully automatic installation. And then the live CD is built. Three users, White, Stefan Jurvis, who's also a Debian Edu developer and who says hi to everybody, so I've now did this for him. And Oliver Osborg, like we three can trigger manual builds and we get the build logs per mail. But the build logs are also on the web server, so you can download them with the ISOs.